Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. As you know, today is the auspicious day of the birthday of this great prophet, the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. And he is one of the prophets of Islam. Muslims, you know, accept him as a prophet. And one of the Ulul Azm prophets, one of the great prophets. And because of this, on this most auspicious day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, both Muslims as well as Christians as well, on this most happy and auspicious day of this great man of God and this great prophet. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, he talks about the blessings of teachings. As you know, teachings, ta'alim, which we call in Arabic, has many blessings and barakat. You know, the word barakat is an Arabic word. It's very difficult to translate this word into English. It's not very precise, there's not a single word that could precisely and adequately convey the idea of what barakat is. But we could kind of explain it in the following way. The barakat means when something seems insignificant, something seems small, but it has a lot of good consequences, a lot of numerous blessings for us. For example, you know, sometimes we say that, you know, when a mother, she cooks something for her children, and it seems small, but it lasts many days. We say, oh, you know, this thing that I cooked for you, it had a lot of barakat in it, right? Or like, let's say that, you know, you buy a book, right? And you use it, then your kids use it, then their kids use it, right? You know, and a lot of people benefit from it. We say, oh, this book had a lot of barakat in it, had a lot of benefit to it, even though it seemed insignificant, right? Teachings is one of those things, and it's not very difficult to understand why this is so. You teach somebody maybe a hadith, or you teach them a book, you teach them, you know, a concept even, right? And if that person tells another person that, what you taught them, and then this goes on and continues, you can imagine how much barakat and khair and goodness can accrue from the simple act of teaching somebody. So in this hadith, the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam says, he who has knowledge, man alima, acts upon what he knows, wa amila, he who has knowledge, acts upon what he knows, and teaches, wa allama, Udda fi malakutil a'zam aziman. He teaches it to others. This person will be regarded as great in the greatest kingdom of heaven. A very similar hadith has also been recorded in another way. Du'ya fi malakutis samawati wal ard azima. That this person will be called a great person in the spiritual kingdom of the heavens and the earth. So this is kind of the spiritual blessings that come from teaching, right? But the worldly blessings, we talked about it, you know, in the beginning of our program. You teach one person, that person teaches another person, and so on and so forth. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings of teaching in the words of the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.